You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer. Inside the evidence, behind the headlines, from someone who's been there. Here now, Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Hey, Jen. Welcome back, Jen Coffendaffer from Breaking the Case with Jen Coffendaffer. Looks like so most of what we had today was the playing of the recording of the police interviews with Brian Walsh. Any thoughts on what you heard?
Well, first I want to comment about this investigator, his overall demeanor on the stand, his style of testimony. I find him to be really good, at least at first blush. There are so many times that you see an investigator hit the stand and they're unprepared, or they don't have a good memory. They just work too many cases and they can't remember things in the room and they're just not up to speed. And I found that he had a very good memory, definitely up to speed. Obviously, his credentials look really good. Anytime, and I thought it was interesting, they almost had to pull it out of him at the beginning, you know, what his background is. He said it, but they wanted to get into his SWAT experience, his firearms experience. And I think they do that to just add a layer of credibility to him. In other words, if he's going to be in charge or part of a SWAT team, people are entrusting him to possibly have to save their lives and in the most highest situations of danger. And then he's also, I guess, the primary firearms instructor for his SWAT team. And so anyway, I thought that was very interesting that they laid that groundwork. They seem, you know, to emphasize that. As far as the actual, you know, first of all, it was a lot. I can't imagine. I mean, hopefully they took copious notes, because that is a lot of information to ingest. It was a lot of circled information. I like the interview style of being quiet and letting the interviewee sort of dig their own grave. I wonder if they knew at that point that there was a serious problem. I think they did.
It seemed like they did. It seemed like he's a seasoned interviewer and he let the guy kind of, like you said, dig his own grave. And I got the sense that he wasn't fooled at all. That was my main impression, actually, from watching all day. Was I got the feeling this investigator was not fooled at all that Brian Walsh was lying to him. And then they started, as time went by and as subsequent interviews get added on here, you can see them confronting him with some of the evidence that shows that he's misleading them and they're aware of it.
And to be clear, he's already pled guilty to lying to authorities. So he's already taken accountability, if you will, meaning Brian Walsh, to both disposing of the body and to lying to authorities. And it's kind of interesting because as I thought about this going on, I think one of their points that they're trying to get through to this jury is, listen, I'm a lot of things, but in a sense, I'm telling the truth now. You know, I might have misled police here and been lying here, but I've told the truth about everything else at this point, right? He's copped to the disposal of the body. I just think that seems to be something they're pushing.
Well, you could also take the other thing too, right? If he's going to take the stand himself, the jurors are going to see how he lied for hours and exactly the tone that he had and, you know, how calm he was and how easy it seemed for him to lie to the investigators. So now when he gets on the stand and looks at the jury, they're going to be asking the same question. Is he lying to us now?
I mean, it's a great point. That's why these tapes are so important and they can't just do a few snippets to make their point. They're playing all of these minute by minute and the line share. And I think it's really important for the exact reason you named. You know, I mean, he's really not a very smooth liar because, as you can see, what his problem is when he lies is he goes around in circles and he dances around things. I think one criticism I do have, the mother and he should have never been interviewed even within earshot of each other.
Yeah, you caught that. I was like, I thought they were supposed to have them separated, right?
Completely separated. And quite frankly, I mean, you're on an investigation looking for a missing woman. In cases like this, it's completely apropos to say, come down to the station and talk to me. You want to put individuals like this, especially if you're suspect of what they might have been involved in, to get them in their least comfortable environment, not their most comfortable environment. That's how we do it in the FBI. And they can always say, I'm not going to go. But to me, that's another huge indication of an issue. And then the other thing were the kids running around. I never, ever had an interview when they had kids. I always said something, say, for whatever reason, maybe they weren't even a potential suspect, but they had kids. I mean, I always ask, is there anybody that can come and watch the kids? Can we have the kids play in the playroom? I know they have a little one, but that was, I thought, terribly distracting. And to me, it played into him trying to get some sort of sympathy or, you know, what a normal family we have. That's how I saw it.
It gave him an excuse too at times to break away from the interview if he didn't want to answer a question. Hey, you know, Thomas, put that down or something like that. You know, that kind of thing. You know, I think it was to his advantage to have them there, definitely.
And I think he knew that.
Yeah.
And so that the whole thing with two investigations, you know, that would be my only. I don't understand why they allowed that. Maybe they have different policies than the FBI has, but we don't do that. I can assure you they're going in different rooms. There were a couple other things. Whenever you're interviewing somebody on a missing case, and particularly that missing person, you're talking to one of their loved ones, their spouse, for heaven's sakes, in this situation, typically the emotion of that spouse is so different than how Brian Walsh was acting. It's
right.
Him questioning. I mean, usually when I've interviewed people who have nothing to do with it, they go, well, wait a minute. We're sitting here talking a lot to me. What are you guys doing? What are you doing to find her? You know, have you gotten anywhere? What's happening? You know, they're very upset, very worried. They're not acting at all like Brian Walsh.
Right, right. Yeah, I can, not that I have any experience with it, but that makes sense to me. So they confronted him too, where he had already told them that he hadn't left the house other than to bring the kids to school, but they had already tracked him, that he was going to various places, and he lied about what routes he took, or I shouldn't say lied. It's, you know, the routes that he said he took didn't match the information that ultimately was found.
That would be lying.
Well, it could be misremembering, you know, I mean, technically it could be different things, right? So.
Yeah,
but obviously, they're presenting it as though he's lying, and we now know that he's pled guilty to not being honest with the police. So we can, I guess we can now call it lying.
And I think to your point, Kevin, a lot of times people do misremember. They do, you know, especially in detail, they might have trouble. But let's be honest, this is the most important interview of your life if you're guilty.
Right.
And if you've done nothing, it's the most important interview of your life to find your loved one. If you have any information that could help lead authorities to them. So I would just say that in these situations, typically people remember pretty clearly because they've gone over it in their head. They're worried. A lot of times they'll have receipts. Oh my gosh, this is when this happened. I know this. And they're more frantic and concerned than Brian acts. And their memories typically are pretty good. And when they're not, when it's about small details, investigators know typically the difference between truly can't remember and just making up a story. And so you can't remember.
So what should we look forward to tomorrow? We got a little bit of a hint from when the judge asked the prosecutor there.
Well, it sounds like a lot more of this, 40 more minutes,
which is
a lot, which he is. First of all, do you find it hard to hear a little bit?
Sometimes, and I had a little trouble. Well, it got better after I switched to the court TV feed. Mm-hmm. This morning it was even more, I had more trouble making, it was, the clarity of the prosecutor's words, at least on my system, was sometimes I couldn't understand it. And it seemed to be when it was the most important word, that's when it would lose the clarity. And I'd be like, what did he say there? You know, but I was able to follow the recording. There were times I turned it down and put on sports on the TV at the same time. I have to admit, because it was a long day to watch all of that.
And I was impressed with the detectives, because oftentimes, especially when you feel like you're getting that runaround and it's duplicitous and they're really not making a lot of sense and you're not believing them, a lot of times you want to cut things short.
Right.
You know, you really do, because you're like, okay, I get with it. But they did a nice job of letting him continue to talk and spin his webs. And I think that in large part is why that was a slam dunk case. So slam dunk, he pled guilty.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll be back at it again tomorrow. And not only will Jen, but Margaret will be back. Margaret has taken her kitten to the vet, and then the vet has rushed it now to an animal hospital. So it's that the kitten is in dire shape, I guess. So say your prayers for Margaret's kitten.
Well, really quick, I wanted to let you know, Kevin. So tomorrow, I'll be here in the morning. Then I fly out to D.C. I have training and a speaking engagement out there. So I'm in D.C. for Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, and then flying out on Thursday night. So I will be very much in and out, except for tomorrow. Tomorrow I look pretty good, but Wednesday, Thursday definitely will just be a little bit of touch and go. So I wanted to let you know.
Okay. Well, we know how busy you are, so that's okay. You'll be here with us when you can, as will Margaret and any other guests that we get to pop in. And I also just wanted to mention quickly, just because I want to start promoting this a little bit, on December 13th at the unusual hour of 4 p.m., I'm having a different kind of a show where I will be interviewing somebody who has developed, and he works for a company that is developing this advanced AI software that is used for finding proteins, specific proteins, for drug discovery and drug treatments for cancers and other types of things. It's one of the most advanced programs that there are. So I think this is something that anybody that has someone in their family with cancer or any other serious disease might be interested in. It's just fascinating in itself anyways, the way they're able to use artificial intelligence, you know, similar to ChatGPT, and the way that speaks the language of language, where they're using these same programs to speak the language of biology. And so hopefully some people have some interest in that subject and can join us for that on December 13th.
Wow, that's great. And Kevin, we didn't even touch on this. How are you feeling? How are you doing?
Feeling great, doing much better, and every reason to be optimistic and grateful for all these technological breakthroughs and scientific breakthroughs, all that many people are furiously working on. And this guy's company, it's open source. So it's one of those softwares that it's available to all other researchers, including pharmaceutical companies, and they don't make money off it. It's just, and his research is based on, their group is based on MIT up here in Massachusetts.
Wow.
So I'm very, very grateful to the work that people like that are doing.
That's wonderful. Well, Kevin, I'm glad you're going to be doing that show, and I'll be sure to listen in or catch it on replay. And thanks, everybody. Thanks, Mods. Thanks. It's been a long day. We appreciate you.
Okay, thank you, Jen, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye.
Want to break the case with Jennifer Coffendaffer even more? Then press subscribe right now and join Jen on YouTube. Just search Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer now.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.